أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فما خطبكم أيها المرسلون. In the previous ayats, the last few ayats of the 26th Supara, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had started, where the two farishtas, two angels to him, to give him one, the glad news of his son that will be born to him in his very ripe old age, and when his wife Sarah had become barren. And after that, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made out, actually they have come for some other mission as well. It isn't just to give me this glad news, there is some other mission that they have as well. So he asked them, قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. بُولَا پھر کیا مطلب ہے تمہارا اے بھیجے ہوئے. Oh, you who have been sent messengers, for what purpose have you come? What is your main mission? By the way, you gave me this news also, but what is your actual mission? قَالُوا إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ. وہ بولے ہم کو بھیجا ہے ایک گنہگار قوم پر. They said that we have been sent to punish a very sinful nation. Which is that nation? The people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, who got involved in the terrible sin of homosexuality, and we have been sent to punish them. لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن طِين. کہ چھوڑے ہم ان پر پتھر مٹی کے. So that we rain down rain of sand, of stones upon them from the skies. That we will send this punishment upon them because of their sins. From here we should also take a lesson. On account of our sins, punishments come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come collectively or individually, but it is in most cases on account of our sins. So they were grossly involved in the sin of homosexuality, and nothing barred them from it. So Allah ta'ala then decided to punish them for that. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ. نِشَان پَرِ ہوئے تیرے رب کے یہاں سے حد سے نکل چلنے والوں کے لئے. And on each stone, the name for whom it is destined was written, just like a laser bomb. For whom it is sent, it goes exactly to that person. Like that, these stones were made, and the names were written for whom it was meant. In the previous ayats we had read, or in the hadith kitab, we read of those people who devoured the wealth of the orphan. For them also it has come that there will be a fire on the day of Qiyamah that will have the face like that of a human, eyes, nose, ears, everything. And it will go directly to that particular person for whom it is destined to burn, that person who eats and devours the wealth of the orphans. So the stones will also have their names, and they will go directly to the persons they are meant for. فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. پھر بچا نکالا ہم نے جو تھا وہاں ایمان والا. And when we go there, then we will have taken out all those people who were the believers. And that was only one family that had brought iman. فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. پھر نہ پایا ہم نے اس جگہ سوائے ایک گھر کے مسلمانوں سے. We found that there was only one house, the family of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, that they were saved from this. So we took them out, and we had commanded them to leave the place, because Allah's adab was going to be coming down. They must leave and they must go away. وَتَرَكْنَا فِيهَا آيَةً لِلَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ الْعَذَابَ الْعَلِيمِ. اور باقی رکھا ہم نے اس میں نشان ان لوگوں کے لیے جو ڈرتے ہیں عذاب دردناک ہے. And so Allah says, then finally that punishment came upon them. They were themselves lifted to the skies and thrown upside down back onto the ground. And Allah made this a sign for people to see. We left a clear sign therein for those people who fear a terrible punishment, a painful punishment from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah made it such that the sign will remain and people will take a lesson. Until today, in all heavenly scriptures, this has been mentioned, and in many books of history, all this is mentioned. And this is all so that people can take a lesson. And where this happened, there is an eerie feeling there till today. So whoever passes there, Allah made it such that all can take lesson and fear the wrath and punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Together with that, Allah mentions the instances very briefly of a few other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. وفي موسى إذا رسلناه إلى فرعون بسلطان مبين. اور نشانی ہے موسیٰ علیہ السلام کے حال میں جب بھیجا ہم نے اس کو فرعون کے پاس دے کر کھلی سند. And in the instance of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you also have got a great lesson when we send him to Fir'aun and to his people and with a open and clear sign. That is, that this is a stick that turned into a snake and turned back into a stick again. And also when he would put his palm under his armpit, it would come out white and shining. So these were clear signs, credentials, proofs that he was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and he was sent to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, so that to Fir'aun and his people, so that they could take a lesson and they would heed the call of Allah Ta'ala. فَتَوَلَّى بِرُكْنِهِ وَقَالَ سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ. پھر اس نے منہ موڑ لیا اپنے زور پر اور بولا یہ جادوگر ہے یا دیوانہ. Then Fir'aun turned his face very harshly and hardly, very rudely he turned his face from Musa alayhi salam. He did not care a bit for what he was saying, and he told that this man here is a jadugar, he's making jadu, or that he's a madman. That just like today, people who proclaim the truth, we regard them that they are mad people. They don't know what the condition of the ummah is. And they are talking things which are way out, things which are 1400 years ago. They want to bring that back today. And they don't want the true and real religion and deen of Islam. So like that, Fir'aun did not want the truth. And so he just declared that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is either a magician, a'uzu billah, or that he is a madman. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. پھر پکرا ہم نے اس کو اور اس کے لشکروں کو, پھر پھینک گیا ان کو دریا میں اور اس پر لگا الزام. Then we caught hold of him finally. Yeah, Allah hasn't mentioned the whole story. It has come in many other places in the Quran Sharif. Finally we took them to task. And not only him, but his very great and mighty and strong army also. And then we took them and we threw them into the sea. That is, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to cross from there, Allah made 12 paths for the 12 clans of the Bani Israel. When Fir'aun came from the back with a very huge army of 600,000 or so, something like that, and he also wanted to cross, but as soon as he got into the sea, the waters closed and he and all his people got drowned. Fir'aun was thrown out of the sea and he was lying there, and they could make clear that yeah, he is lying, that man who said that these rivers and this water flows by my command, yeah, he's lying dead today. And Allah made it a sign that the mummies that are made, and people who when see the Sphinx and the mummies, that they take a lesson of Fir'aun, that what a great power he was, what great might he was, but in front of Allah Ta'ala's command, nothing helps a person. And we send also upon them, فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. And they were blameworthy. It wasn't just for nothing that we had sent that punishment upon them. They were blameworthy. There are great lessons for us in this, that we also should observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Where we have erred and make mistakes, we must make sincere tawbah. All conditions come from Allah Ta'ala. And those conditions comes according to our actions. How our actions are, so Allah Ta'ala sends conditions. So we should make tawbah and istighfar and correct our way of life. Even the present rain situation that we have, the main thing from our side is to make tawbah and istighfar and to change and correct our ways of life.